Today we talk about Trump stealing love letters and how you can steal that special someone's heart. Welcome to this totally called for Valentine's Day episode, filled to the absolute brim with professional dating and relationship advice. Are you having trouble in the love department? Do you feel unappreciated? You know where to find us.
Hello, my name is Edwin.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Frantic.
And together we are Tilted Not Stirred. So what has you guys feeling tilted today, guys? What's going on?
I'm not tilted today. I had a pretty good day today.
Hey, fuck you. I'm tilted.
Yeah, so me and the homie Edwin, we went suit shopping and, you know, we went to Macy's. We didn't find anything. Or Edwin found something and was, you know, put off by the price. And then we went to Men's Warehouse and the lady there was super helpful. And she got me a good suit, so I'm excited about that.
And so what happened with that one? Did you not get a suit?
I didn't like the fits. I felt like a child wearing somebody's clothes, like their dad's clothing or something. I don't know. It looked okay on me, but it felt boxy. I felt like I was very...
That's why you get it tailored. What do you mean?
Yeah, but the suit was already pretty pricey. If you get a if you add some tailoring to it, it would have been pretty expensive. Probably like 5-6.
It's an investment, dude. You own a couple, you know, one or two suits, and then you mix and match. Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm more of a sports coat guy. I think I already dress pretty sharp. I just need to put a sport coat over it, and I'll be fine.
But see, Edwin, there's dressing sharp, and then there's being formal. They're two completely different things.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
Well, but there is a wedding coming up, so what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to rent something. I'm going to take the rent option and then figure out, you know, when I have time, because I don't want to buy something and then not like it entirely. Feel True. Like I spent money for no reason.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not something that, because it's just going to collect dust and you just invested in something that not only do you rarely wear, but then, like, if you just don't like it at all, then, yeah, might as well just throw it away at that point.
Exactly. So, it feels like a waste of money right now to just rent something for about half the price of what actually buying something is, but...
It's not even half the price, dude.
It's like a little more, right?
Yeah, I think it's like $250 for the rental, and it cost me, I think, under $400 for the whole suit and the tailoring.
That's pretty cheap. Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, Jeff's he got a deal.
Yeah, the full suit with the tailoring, under $400.
Damn.
The thing is, he wanted a black one, and I wanted a navy one, and there was no such thing for the navy.
I didn't get a black, though, because... The saleswoman, again, very helpful, was like, no, you don't get a black suit. That's the last one you get. And she picked out this nice, like, charcoal suit that's going to be good for, like, all occasions.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad she was helpful. At first, when you said that someone helped you out, I was like, oh, this person probably got him to pay all, you know, buy all the nicest stuff and... recommended nothing but the best, but that's good. They got hooked up.
No, she like, I told her my price range and she showed me like two jackets and she's like, this, she went towards the cheaper option too. She was like, this is the one that's in your price range because that one's going to be more. And then she like showed me, I told her like, oh, can I just see like shirt and tie combos that you would recommend? And she showed me and she was like super cool with it. She was like, oh, these are the combos that I recommend. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to look for this stuff somewhere else. And she's like, yeah, dude, yeah, go for it. So, like, yeah, she was, like, super helpful. I got fashion tips and everything.
Nice. Yeah. We had a lot of questions, like, how do you even start picking one out? You know, it's one of the things we asked her. Suits and tuxedos, the difference between, you know.
Mm-hmm. The answer a lot is satin.
Yeah.
The answer is satin.
Yeah, that's the difference.
I don't know. Do you guys? Is there anything else you guys want to say on it?
No.
Okay. So this weekend it was the first time I've been to a Buffalo Wild Wings where I don't regret going to a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, did you get your food in 10 minutes?
I got my food hella quick. So I don't know if this is at every single Buffalo Wild Wings, but I went to one in Corona. So they have like a barcode at the table and stuff, which is, you know, cool, whatever. I expected, oh yeah, I'll have a menu on my phone available, right? So this QR code actually also links to their system so that you can order things through your phone and pay through your phone, and things just come to you.
That's cool.
I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. The food came out warm. The food was good. And I mean, Leslie and I were there for like a little over 2 hours. That's how much of a good time we were having.
Damn, that sounds like a great time.
Yeah, man, it was incredible. Because literally every time I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, I go and I'm just like, why the hell do I come to this shit place?
Yeah, man. I mean, every time I go, I'm there for 2 to 3 hours, and half of that is just waiting for the damn food to get to my table.
Oh god. Yeah, man. So who knows? Maybe they got their act together. Maybe it's just a Corona location. I don't know what it is.
Was there a lot of people?
Dude, the bar area was all full.
That has never mattered when we've been to
whether it's empty or not.
Yeah, that's true.
We could be the only customers, and they still take 15 minutes to get our food out.
That's true.
Yeah. All they have to do is lower the AC just a little bit. Or maybe it was because of the table that we sat at, but the food came out really warm, but then it got cold like within like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't know. But anyways, kudos to Buffalo Wild Wings. If y'all are interested in some wings, try it out and let us know if it really is the real deal now. Or I just got lucky.
Yeah, or just stick to Wingstop.
For the longest time,
I've been wanting Wingstop, dude.
Yeah.
They have the best ranch in the game, all right? That's all I got to say about it.
They have pretty good fries, too. But I've been wanting to find a place that's not Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop.
We can try out Cheeky Cheeky's again.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's just I need to find like Wingstop. I always feel like my wings are undercooked.
You just gotta go to a restaurant that serves wings. If you go to a dedicated wing place, for some reason they're just no bueno.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's this this Korean restaurant called Love Letter, and their wings are really good.
Oh shit! Where at?
Yeah, they do wings and pizza. There's several locations. There's just my mind's blank right now. I can't remember where it was, but yeah, they're like, I don't know. I guess from you, maybe like 40 minutes to an hour away, potentially.
Okay, I'll have to check them out for sure.
Yeah. Love Letter is cool. They have Asian inspired flavors, obviously, because it's Korean, and then they have that that really good crunch to them because, you know, they're Korean style. So, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I was going to transition into our topic about something about dates, but you know what?
You got to give your side of the story for today, Edwin.
What's my side of the story?
How I had a great time picking out suits and you didn't have a great time picking out suits.
Hey, man, I had a great time overall because we had a good... We had a good mandate. You know, we went out there, we hung out, you know, we went to stores together, and it was nice. It was nice, Jeff.
Yeah,
it was a great time. Although I'm still stressed about not having a suit, I had a great time with you, Jeff. How about that?
Nice.
All right. So today we're going to talk about...
The news.
The news.
Yeah, you're skipping over the news for the week.
I thought we already annoyed our audience enough.
I don't think we should talk about the news.
We gotta get over. We're skipping over the two stories we picked out.
No, but this news, the news this week, boys, is especially. Yeah. It's. I can't. The words escape me. How good it is.
Okay. Go ahead. Titillate. Yeah. You titillated the audience now.
The very first one, it's hilarious. So apparently, you know, because February is the home of not only Black History Month, but it's also the home of President's Day. So why not talk about our former president, twice impeached, by the way.
Hell yeah, brother.
Donald Trump.
We could actually use this story to transition into...
I mean, we got to finish the story before the transition, Edwin.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Dude. All right,
what are you doing here, man? You're killing us.
Butchering the news, man. This is my time to shine.
Fuck the news. All right, go ahead.
So apparently he took boxes of official records when he left his office, and among them are written messages from Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. And they're infamously being described as love letters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
Spicy.
So the National Archives had to retrieve the documents last month from his Mar-a-Lago estate. But isn't that just so weird? Like, why did he feel the need to steal love letters and just take them?
They were his letters, man. They were his property, brother.
You think he had them blackmailed? Like, it's like, hey, if you're not buddy buddy with me, I'm gonna reveal these love letters.
These love letters.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I mean, what it matters, not like the people of Korea will ever know about him.
Maybe they meant a lot to him. You know, there were maybe compliments.
He was the one calling them love letters, not anybody else.
Maybe the love letters were to him.
Yeah, they were admiring his presidency when no one else did. So.
Yeah, so apparently there's this Presidential Records Act that requires presidents to turn over documents. So who knows if this is going to be yet another thing that he goes to court for. But
for his love affair with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, there it is, man. Yeah,
all you people in the internet out there, get your fanfics ready.
Yeah, yeah. And the second one, I don't know if people are going to get upset about this, but apparently Amazon is increasing the cost of its Prime membership.
I'm upset about that.
So they are increasing the yearly one to $139. And so before it was $119, so it was that $20.
And before that, it was like $80.
Yeah. And then they're increasing the monthly subscription to $15 from the $13. So, the thing is, fucking ridiculous.
Do you shop enough on Amazon to make sure that you get your money's worth, or what's up? I don't use Amazon Prime Video at all. Like, that shit is the last thing I think about.
Prime Video is pretty banging, dude. It's got Scrubs. It's got How I Met Your Mother. It's got decent movies. It's got that new Critical Role show. That's all right. It's got Scrubs and How I Met Your Mother is enough for me.
Invincible was pretty good.
Well, they're citing the continued expansion of Prime member benefits, as well as the rise in wages and transportation costs.
What expanded benefits? They cut benefits. It used to be you'd get free Twitch Turbo, which, for those who don't know, means you get no ads on their Twitch TV site. Mm-hmm. And they got rid of that like 2 years ago. And that was like the best feature worth getting.
Yeah.
Wait, are they talking about benefits for their actual workers?
For their Prime members. So the folks
benefits
that are paying
for the workers? Oh, man.
Lol.
Lol. We actually gave them livable wages. Now we have to charge everybody else more.
Yeah, I mean, if they did that, then I would be more okay with the increase, right? But, I mean, rising in wages and transportation costs, you're like the richest company in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And if anything, you've made more money because of the pandemic.
This bitch is sending people to space for fun.
Dude, it's ridiculous. But, you know, I don't think it's going to make people drop their membership.
I might actually.
Yeah, I'll probably drop it.
For two extra dollars? That's going to be
20
the
extra
straw.
Dollars. For the it's, annual.
Oh, the annual, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Two-day shipping is cool. But is it really that, like,
everything
game-changing?
Well, if you don't shop on Amazon, Edwin, where are you going to shop?
Target has two-day shipping for free. Walmart has free two-day shipping now.
Oh, and without a membership, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Amazon needs to step it up even more.
Yeah, yeah. So if Target, if you want us to sponsor you.
Sponsor us, Target. I'm down.
Sponsor us.
Dude, I've... Card. I fuck with Target so hard. Yeah.
We'll sell all the red cards on this podcast.
Speaking of red cards, you will be receiving on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Oh. What's okay.
A segue?
Ooh. Is yeah, this a segue? Speaking of Donald Trump's love letters, we are talking about Valentine's Day and relationship advice. Yeah.
We are very qualified for this. Okay. Just want to let you know.
People come up to me all the time and ask for their opinions on these matters.
And everyone asks for them, right? This is everyone definitely...
Does. Random people on the street just look at me and be like, hey, I need your advice.
This is definitely not something that we're forcing onto our listeners. They asked for it.
You asked for it. We are delivering. People were clamoring on our, you know, website, you know, blowing it up. We thought we were getting DDoSed, but in reality, it was all of you asking for relationship advice. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We got it. We got it we're bountiful. We're here ready to share our knowledge with everybody.
Yep, using stolen questions from a website that we will not name.
Wait, what? Stolen wait, questions dude, is totally I'm original. Talking.
These are all questions, dude.
Original.
Totally questions. Got these questions originally.
Hey, dude, my friend Gilberto asked me about these, bro. Let's do this.
Let's do right by Gilberto and let's get Gilberto, this show cracking.
Gilberto needs to know. All right. But first, you know, we started, you know, brainstorming this, you know, podcast idea, and we're like, we don't like to talk about coronavirus, right? But let's talk about its effect on dating. Do you think it was a positive effect or a negative effect that it's got going on?
I think it's negative. You think negative?
I would say so. I mean, at the start, people were probably going out way less. I don't have the numbers to back it up. I'm just making random claims.
Yeah, same. I think it's a net positive. I think the amount of random hookups decreased while the amount of people that actually felt lonely and wanted to seek a more meaningful relationship.
What about the divorce stats? When are those coming out?
The divorce stats? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If those COVID babies...
It used to be a coin flip, but it might have been worse.
Yo, COVID babies have any metric, you know, the relationships and marriages are going strong, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
What generation are they? Are they the plague generation?
I don't know. We have to call them by, I think they're called COVID babies, aren't they?
I like plague generation better.
The plague?
Oof. The plagues.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, we'll joke about this. We'll joke about this in like 20 years when it's funny. But I think it's been a net positive for sure. You know, getting to know people because of this extraneous situation that we've all been through, this stress and, you know, isolation. You're finally out there kind of wanting to connect with someone in a real level as opposed to, I mean, yeah, you can be carnal. You can be, you know, following your instincts. But at the end of the day, if seclusion taught you anything else other than introspection and depression and all this stuff, like, you probably want someone to share these thoughts and feelings with, right?
Yeah, we say a net positive, but I think out of all my friends, maybe one of them got into a new relationship during COVID and everyone else has been single. So
there you go.
Try to telling that to the single folks out there that have been struggling. Try to convince them it's been a net positive.
They just tell them not to listen to our very qualified podcast episode today.
Yes, professional opinions, okay? We are... Okay, wait, maybe I should be careful. We're not relationship gurus. What other disclaimers do we need to give?
We are your financial advisors, however.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. You don't want the FCC crawling up your ass. That's the last one. The FCC, the IRS.
It's Valentine's Day, dude.
Uh-uh.
It's the best time to have someone crawling up your ass.
I guess we'll kick off then with the first question.
All right.
How do I ask my coworker to meet my Valentine in a platonic way? I bet there's a lot of folks out there might have been eyeing their certain coworker.
I got
what can
it.
We give?
You get them a Valentine's card that says, I choose you. Shout out
that,
to those.
Is that a train? Is that a train reference? Yes,
it what is it? Like, I choose you to fuck, or what's up?
Oh,
like,
damn. Chill. It's platonic, dude.
It's Valentine's Day. I choose you
with, like, a little picture of a train on it, dude.
Isn't that, like, the Simpsons reference?
Yes, it is. Edwin. That's the joke.
If you're trying to ask your coworker to be your Valentine, I would say don't.
Don't shit where you eat.
Yes. Don't. Although it is tempting, unless they've given you clear signals, I would say avoid it like the plague.
Even if they've given you clear signals, if you're not ready to switch jobs, avoid it like a plague.
Mm. Okay. All right, next question.
Wait. We didn't even answer the platonic.
We did.
We said don't do it. Yeah,
we said don't.
Hey, man, I like you as a friend. I don't know.
Hey, Valentine's Day is also for friendship, right? Go on a friend date. Sure. Next question. Who wants to go? Or do I go again?
I'll go.
All right.
I found a lot of pictures of my husband's late high school sweetheart, and I look exactly like her, and now I don't know what to think.
Thoughts? He has a type.
He has a type, and you know what? Man knows what he wants, and he went out and got it.
I mean, I can't argue with that logic. Exactly, yeah.
That's it. Moving on.
He has a type, and he got it. Don't be worried about nothing.
Yeah, he got what he likes, and that's it.
Easy. This person's the wife, right? The person who asked the question was the wife?
She was...
Or is it just a relationship? Because if she's the wife, then she already got the, you know, like the... She's already there.
She got the ring. That's her husband.
Yeah, so there you go.
Easy.
You won the race.
Doesn't matter what you look like.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to him, but it shouldn't matter to you.
Hey, he choosed you, okay?
All right. Oh, I have another one.
Go.
Does the friend zone exist?
Yes.
Whoa, okay. I say no.
The friend zone does exist. What do you mean, no?
I say no.
Bro, you're like the expert.
I'm the resident friend zoner. All right, as a person who resided in the friend zone for very, very copious amount of time,
and put various people in the friend zone himself,
and I put a lot of people into the friend zone myself, I definitely think it doesn't exist. You wouldn't be in the friend zone if this person was attracted to you.
What?
So then that's why you're in the friend zone. What do you mean?
If the person was attracted to you, you wouldn't be in the friend zone. There would be no designation of the friend zone.
If they're not, you'd be in the friend zone. You just said it yourself. So there is a friend zone.
No, if they're not attracted to you, then
Edwin, is this one of your takes that you're trying to argue the opposite?
No, I just think... No. I genuinely think...
Proof by contradiction.
It's a classic technique, dude. Look it up.
Is a friend zone only exists when you are interested in someone and you're a friend, or is a friend zone anyone you're friends with?
No.
Haven't you heard the song, man, about you saying he's just a friend? You know.
But that's something else.
You got what I need. You know. That's come on, man.
I know, but if that person liked the person singing the song, you know?
It wouldn't be a song.
So he's in the friend zone.
He's in the friend zone because this bitch is as ugly.
Damn.
That's it. That's bottom line.
I thought you just said it didn't exist, though.
You keep saying it doesn't exist, but you keep acknowledging its existence.
It doesn't.
We're moving on to the next question.
I'm a professional, dude. Stop questioning my profession. All right.
Should I tell my girlfriend that I have a thing for short hair?
Sure. Yeah.
Wow, this one. Wait, before you answer.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. No, no, guys, you have to think. In a heterosexual relationship between a man and a female, do girls even like being told like what to wear, how to cut their hair? Like, don't they already kind of have their style and they don't want to really be moved?
I mean, I know if I tell my partner to do something, she'll do the opposite happily. And that's it. I mean, it's funny. She cut her hair really short after my begging to not cut her hair. But she did it. And you know what? I love her regardless. So it is what it is.
Well, there you go. Tell her and then prepare for her to grow it out even longer.
Yeah, prepare to
her. Just, there's the advice.
Dude, my expert advice is that if you have a girlfriend and you have a thing for short hair and they happen to have long hair, you keep that in and you never tell this person.
Or you wait while they're sleeping and cut her hair at night.
No.
Scissors. No. If this is
expert advice here, people.
Expert advice.
Shave her head at night.
If your relationship doesn't survive that, I don't know what, you know? Mm-hmm. It was shallow to begin with.
Yeah, if your girl wakes up furious at you for shaving her head, then did she really love you to begin with? I don't know.
The last thing you want during arguments is for your girl to tell you, but I'm not even your type. You like girls with short hair. You don't want to give them ammo. Oh. Okay? You don't want to give them ammo. Moving on. Next question.
Well, all right. Next question.
Not from experience, by the way. Not okay. Speaking.
All right. My girlfriend is upset with me because the job I got her is not up to her standards.
What? So this person got his girlfriend a job.
And it's not up to like her it's not up to par with her standards, yeah.
No, okay.
I mean,
let's argue for this girlfriend real quick.
If she has a degree and you got her like a janitor job or like a King Taco, like I could see that.
I can get the full context, but it's funny if you don't.
No, we won't. But it's like if you got her a dollar store fucking job, like yeah, dude, the fuck. But even then, like, why wouldn't she get her job if she's qualified?
I mean, the job market's tough, man. As the people are quitting by troves, you know. And I don't know. I think she should be upset only if it's a shitty job.
And
if this guy went out of his way and got her a job, like a solid job, then. Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, totally subjective, though. So it really is on this person.
Yeah.
I could see why she would be upset, though.
As a professional, our professional opinion is next question.
Next question. Are you guys ready for a morbid one?
Oh, no, wait. I got, before we should end on that one. That one's pretty spicy.
What? And why would we want to end on that one?
Yeah, don't end on the morbid ones.
All right, let's bring it on.
How long until it doesn't feel like you're cheating on a dead person?
Yes.
Depends how long you were dating them or had them in your life.
So let's say you're dating for 10 years. What's the wait time?
40 shots.
A year, 2 years, five?
A shot for every year. 120 shots for every month, yeah. A shot for every month. However long it takes. Yeah, just drink it away.
If you were in a relationship with this person for 10 years, that's a long time.
So I know we weren't going to go into the story, but this person, they'd been together for 4 months.
I don't know how close they were. I say just go for it, yo.
I think go for it.
You still deserve to be happy.
As long as you've gone through the grieving process.
As long as this isn't a part of the grieving process. How about that?
Once you're done grieving this person, I feel like it's a good time to move on.
Yeah.
So however long that takes you. Hmm. Yeah. Because if you bring all that pain and hurt into the next relationship, that's not going to work out. Nothing is going to work out until you figure out your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's I like what Jeff said, that like as long as, you know, dating someone else isn't part of your healing process and your first heal, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, next one. Hurry, go, go, go. Make it funny, though.
Is it worth trying to work things out with my boyfriend who is jealous of my stepbrother?
Stepbro?
What are you doing, stepbro? Stepbrother, I'm stuck.
I'm stuck in the washing machine, stepbro.
This boyfriend probably watches way too much porn, or they're just a jealous bastard.
And no, it's not worth it to work things out with that boyfriend. It's fucking insane.
It's a red flag.
Red flags all around.
Run, girl, run.
Girl, get yourself a lawyer, delete Facebook, and hit the gym.
Stop getting stuck in that washing machine.
Oh, man, that's always tripped me out, actually. Like, I've talked to female friends where their boyfriend doesn't like them hanging out with their own family. What? Isn't that weird?
That's pretty strange. That's insane, dude.
Like, oh, you're going to hang out with your brothers instead of me, or your cousins, or like whatever. Like, what can go through the person's mind that to think that's even okay to tell, like, to demand of your partner?
I don't know. It's insane, dude.
Overprotective shit for no reason.
Yeah, if someone told me that shit, I'd be like, all right, yes, I am going to hang out with my family for the rest of my life, bitch. Back the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, you call her bitch, though.
I said it. You know.
Yeah. Dude, you can't say it. That, how do we feel about? We can never say this, right, to a girl.
No. Yeah, you can't, okay. Unless she's being a bitch.
Oh, okay. Damn.
There you go.
There it is. Edwin is part of the problem. He is a patriarchy.
No,
toxic,
dude.
Masculinity.
Honestly, men could be bitches. And this man who is this boyfriend who was jealous of his stepbrother, that guy's a bitch. And you can call him a bitch. Easy.
Okay.
You can call anybody.
Take it easy there, partner. Yeah,
so that word isn't gender specific, but historically it's been used more towards one or the other, of, you know, without saying it.
Call anybody who deserves
being called. Because I'm
respectable,
okay? I'm respectable. I have a suit now, you know?
Here's another one with the crazy demand. So this is a guy, right? He says, my girlfriend got sick and expected me to come back 500 miles from a family visit, but I didn't. And now she's thinking of ending the relationship.
Okay, so this guy's on vacation and she's like, come back, I'm sick? Is that...
Yes, exactly.
What? Is she dying?
What do? I think she's just sick. Obviously, I mean...
Bro, red flags.
Yeah, okay,
man.
If they're dying,
go to her. But if she's just like got the sniffles, you're like, what the fuck?
My head hurts. Come back.
Come back. I'm sneezing.
Hold on. How many miles?
500 miles, so probably like would have to take a flight or something.
I don't know, relative speaking.
Because Vanessa Carlton, you know,
would walk 1,000 miles.
She said she'd walk 1,000 miles.
That is true.
If she could just see you tonight,
if
it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That is the bar
sick.
To which we are judged.
she's setting
a pretty high bar.
Yeah. So 500. Stop being a bitch, you know?
And I would walk 500 miles.
And I would walk 500 more.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this guy, piece of shit.
Get to stepping, bro.
You didn't
start
do
walking.
Enough.
Yeah, start walking, bro.
You didn't do enough.
Get to stepping.
Exactly. And that's our professional experience.
Yes, yes, yes. Totally reasonable to expect your partner to come back from a little family visit immediately. Mm-hmm. Yes. Any other ones?
I'm
all out. You're all out already.
Yeah, I'm all out too. This has been...
You said two, bro.
I didn't just say two. Anyway, okay, I got a few more. All right, I got a few more. Should I cut out my male friends. Now, I'm assuming this is from the female's perspective. So, both ways. Should men... So, this is a heterosexual relationship. Let's throw that out there, okay? So...
Even if it wasn't...
Should a man... Well, because I was going to say opposite sex, and it isn't always the case. So, if you're a female, do you allow your man to have female friends and vice versa?
I mean, it all boils down to the age-old question of, can a man and a woman be platonic?
No, honestly, it comes down to trust. Do you trust this motherfucker? If you don't trust this motherfucker, why are you with him?
It comes down to three simple words.
Yes, go for it.
Did you fuck him?
What? Whoa.
That's four.
No. Fuck him is one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you for educating me on the subject, if
you're in a relationship and they are friends with someone that they smashed, I think that's a little weird. Is that just me? I won't actively like, you can't talk to this person, but I feel like out of respect, maybe there should be something there, you know?
Okay, I see you. All right, that complicates things a lot. But I honestly generally think that friends, regardless of gender, should still be in your life, even if you're in a relationship, for things that can't be... I mean, you should be kind of encouraged to talk about everything with your significant other and stuff.
Yeah,
but there's some things you want to talk about someone else with, you know? And as a guy, there's value to ask friends that are girls things like, oh, you know, what do you think I should do here? You know, and there's value. You get the female perspective of things.
Of course.
And it's super valuable to us as men because we're fucking dumb sometimes, you know? And I think vice versa. There's a lot of value to gain from your male friends if you're a woman, because you understand things of how a man would think about these things. But to be jealous of friendships that are long before you is probably not the best move.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah. I mean, like your girl, your man's, you know, or whatever you're into, they had a life before you. Yeah. And
they'll have a life after you.
Exactly. And if you're coming out here jealous as fuck over this, like, you're definitely not going to be there.
Yeah. So I don't know if my thing is like an ego thing. I don't know what it is. I just, it feels weird and uncomfortable.
Could be a number of things that we don't have time to talk about.
Well, I mean, okay. So you said if they could
talk, and like if they stumble on, you know, let's say they're walking on the sidewalk and they stumble on each other, like, oh, hey, how you been? Like, you know, whatever. But like to have like an actual friendship.
Did they stumble each other and landed on each other's private parts?
No. Just on the sidewalk in public.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's weird to be friends when you're like in a relationship. I feel like there's something there that shouldn't be happening. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, sex is kind of like the ultimate connection with someone. It's, I mean, the literal connection, but it's the ultimate connection you could have with someone. And if you have had it with a friend that's still in your friend circle, when you do come and when your partner comes into the circle, it is kind of
These are your professionals, people.
These are professional words. These words are chosen meticulously.
Best podcast ever.
So should I cut out my male friends? The answer is no then, right?
The answer is no.
If your partner is trying to control who your friends are.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag. Yeah. You got to run.
You got to delete Facebook, get a lawyer, and hit the gym.
Yeah, and then there is that asterisk, you know, out of respect.
Yeah, yeah, respectfully. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your other question, Frenic?
All right, this one's a I feel like this one required a little bit of context, but let's just go with it. Should I break up with my girlfriend? I think I have never been over my first love who lives in another city and has a boyfriend.
So the context being how long you've been with this person, first and foremost. Actually, no.
It's a courtesy thing to the current girl. If you're not truly over your other girl, then you got to be like, hey, I can't do this.
Exactly.
You know, that's a courtesy to her. Yeah. You don't want to lead her on if you're still into someone else.
I did started saying that, and then I said, actually, no. And then you said exactly what I was thinking, Jeff. This is a relationship based on a lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could have started out normally, and then afterwards he was like, oh, wait, hold up.
I still have feelings for this person. Yeah. I would say from a purely logical standpoint, you'd be dumb to break up with your current girlfriend over someone who's living in another city and already is in a relationship, because it seems like they might have moved on. And it seemed like you were making the effort to move on. And now that you're second guessing yourself in this situation, I don't know if maybe he thinks that the first love is like better than the current girlfriend. I don't know what it is, but it's also definitely going to be a no for me.
I think it's a yes, honestly, because it's better to be single than to be actively fucking someone over.
So you're saying yes, break up, but not for that. Well, maybe not for that reason.
Yeah,
but don't expect your first love to be there at the end of the... Exactly. The grass is not greener.
Yeah. Exactly.
You just don't want to lead people on. That's kind of dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not feeling it, if he's feeling like something's better over there, like, you don't want to ruin the other person's, like, life either, because mm-hmm. that's not a way into a relationship. You know, even if you do break up with your current girlfriend, it'd be like, I had feelings for that other girl. You go over there and muddy her waters, and it's just... pretty shitty. It's a shitty thing all throughout.
I have learned, and this is professional advice, okay? Everyone listen here. Gather around. This is very important, what I'm going to say. If you've ever been in a relationship and things did not work out, closure is not a good a thing as everyone thinks it is. Closure can be very selfish. You can end up hurting the person even more trying to end things on a good term. Okay, so I've done it in the past where I tried to be amicable and, you know, things didn't work out, but hey, we can still be friends. Trash. Never do that. Hey, things didn't work out. You disappear. It hurts like a bitch. Both people can be very hurt by this, but I found that it is the fastest and the cleanest way.
Just rip it off.
Just rip it off, because you only prolong the pain if you continue to try to have them in your life, especially if you're the one that does the breaking up. That's real dirty. Like, the girls that in the past have broken up with me and they've ripped off the Band-Aid. At first, I didn't understand why. Because, you know, oh, after everything we've been through, after all the things you've said, how can you do this to me? And it was tough, for sure. But in the end, I'm thankful for it.
Exactly. Because that, like, if you're in your situation, right, they broke up with you, and they're still around, like, hey, let's go get a meal or something.
Let's go get boba. Let's go get food.
The entire time.
Remember that one place we like going to? Yeah, let's go.
Exactly. That entire time in your head, you're going to be like, bitch. Yes, I do love this. Yes, I do love
this. Oh my God, I miss us. Don't you miss us?
Oh, fuck that question, dude.
Awkward.
Dude, I've gotten that question.
That same statement.
That statement. Like, I miss us. I'm like, I fucking don't.
It's a very sad thing, like a breakup, right? Especially when one person still has feelings for the other. But as a professional, I say rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, it was very real, you know, advice you just gave. And it's definitely true.
It's very, very hard advice, too, because it's so much easier said than done.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But at the same time, it's just damage you're doing to yourself staying around a situation like that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's time. Time's going to heal all wounds, even as shitty as it sounds, because it's a cliche. Things are cliches for reasons.
All right. Well, let's leave the folks with some Valentine's Day advice. And then we can sign off. So to the single people, what do you advise?
Alcohol.
Oh, yes. Get them drunk first. I like it, Jeff.
Or just for yourself.
For liquid courage. Yeah, like that
either
too.
Or it works. Fuck it. Drink your sorrows.
One is have illegal, them drink their sorrows, and the other is, you know, if it gets you there.
There's this really cool idea I had seen, like, for dances and stuff that were, like, you go to a dance and single people wear white. Like, people who are interested in dating wear pink or something. And then if you're taken, it's red. I've always liked that idea of, like,
a party like that, right? Or some sort of gathering.
Yeah, or, like, what if that was implemented in society on Valentine's Day? You know,
I'm sure they do that kind of thing, like at bars.
That would be super fucking cool.
Pretty sure that's a thing.
People,
I don't know which one, but
yeah, if you're single, go fucking go to an event like that. And if you're trying to meet somebody, that'd be the way.
If you're waxed and vaxed, then I say go for it.
If you're waxed, vaxed, and horny, wear pink.
Well, you don't have to be horny, but. Yeah, if you're definitely under the protections of the boosters and the vaccines and all that good stuff, I would say for this Valentine's Day, you could try to find someone, because chances are they're probably not expecting it, and sometimes a surprise factor can land you something.
No,
what else have they been doing?
Now, how about cliche gifts or something unique? You know, there's the cliche flowers, chocolates, teddy bears.
Always go with the cliches, boys.
Oh, whoa. Let's go. Why?
Always. I have already said the story of giving thoughtful gifts. I don't want to repeat it again. I promise you, no one will ever be mad about receiving flowers for Valentine's Day. No one. I rest my case.
I mean, I've gotten flowers for Valentine's Day, and I didn't know what
to
do with them.
Didn't it feel good?
No.
Didn't it feel good?
I didn't know what the fuck to do with them.
You're a fucking hater, dude.
I'm not a hater.
I thought you were a phlebotomist. Is that?
No, that's very progressive of the woman, Edwin. You just, you know, spit in her face.
I did not spit in her face.
You got those flowers, threw them on the ground, and spit in her face, Edwin. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
I would have rather liked something thoughtful.
How dare you? Well, I guess you're just a hard date.
No, I think it's I don't know. I honestly feel like buying chocolates and flowers is just a cop out. That's my perspective.
It's easy.
It's easy.
Don't complicate it.
Go to CVS, pick that shit up, and then here you go. And that's
going on a date with someone should be as simple as possible.
I'm actually on the opposite side. No. But that's just me, because I'm like a perfectionist. But if you do know somebody, Do something that you would both enjoy.
Imagine if every single date you're going to go to is like, well, she might be the one. And what stories am I going to tell my kids? It better be very, very impactful. Oh, God. Okay, this is going to be the best date ever.
Oh, not like that, dude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. She's the mother of my kids. Oh, boy.
Fucking classic Schmoesby, dude.
All right. And so what about the folks that have already been... that are like already taken? What Valentine's Day advice? I have one.
Go ahead.
If you're going to eat the weekend before Valentine's Day, well, this upcoming weekend, actually, if you are listening to this episode, reserve a spot in a restaurant right now.
And here's
you will kick yourself if you keep waiting to do this.
Well, here's the even more based fucking answer. If you're taken, and depending on the duration and comfortability you have with this person, don't even go out to eat on Valentine's Day or the weekend of Valentine's Day. Go the next weekend. Or, you know, like on the week, during the week. But do not go on Valentine's Day.
I have a very simple answer. Alcohol.
Yes.
Stay
in. That is our expert advice. In the end, alcohol. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that it? Well, I guess that's it. I mean, anything else? Jeff?
I don't want to say it.
All right. Well,
I actually want to hear it now.
He doesn't want to say it.
I was going to say come.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, it's a good way to end your Valentine's Day, everyone.
Yes. So there it is. I guess that brings us to the end of the episode.
You can reach us at our website, which all of you did in resounding numbers, or at our Instagram. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube.
And iHeartRadio.
Yes. And iHeartU.
Oh. Remember to join us to share your questions and voice your thoughts on what has you tilted, not stirred. Happy Valentine's, everyone.
Bye.